Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Oh, Bonnie, thanks for the email about John. So walk us through what's going on here. What's up?
Okay, well, I mean, like, I've never really experienced this kind of thing before. Like, never.
Wait, you've never been ghosted?
Oh, no, I've been ghosted, like, a lot, honestly. Sorry, that's not really a great brag.
Sweet brag, Bonnie.
Yeah, I realize how that sounds. But no, I've never had something like this happen before. And I mean, like, I listen to you guys all the time, and I live for the second date update. They're, like, weird and cringy. So this thing started happening to me, and I was just, like, at a loss, and I don't know how to finesse the situation, so I thought, like, maybe you guys could help.
Well, I mean, maybe we can. I mean, hopefully it works. What are we working with here? What's the deal?
Okay, yeah. So me and John, he's cute. You know, he's really cute, and, you know, like, I like him a lot, and we have a lot of fun together, and I don't know if I'm doing it or what exactly it is I am doing. I just know that I definitely went wrong somewhere.
Well, why do you think you're the one that did something wrong?
I guess, I mean, like, I didn't really notice it at first, but after a few times, it just started jumping out to me, like, how weird it is that, well, like, he clearly gets annoyed with me in, like, really specific instances and, like, situations, and it's just odd. Like, I don't know how else to, like, tell you. It's just, like, odd.
Can you give us a little bit more?
Yeah, like
maybe a scenario, because you mentioned specific occasions.
Yeah, like when did this happen?
Or is it still happening? Is it ongoing?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it is still kind of happening. I mean, he's dropped it off a lot recently, but like when we eat out and like when I order certain things, it's almost like he's really uncomfortable. Like, I thought he was vegan at first, or like a gluten intolerance, or a nut allergy, or like something.
Okay.
You know, but I kept asking, and he was like, no. And he just gets this face, like he's honestly, it's like he's
right
about what I'm ordering.
Okay.
And he gets all irritable, and yeah, like I said, it's just odd.
Well, what else happens? He didn't like snap at you, does he, or anything like that?
No. He's not a snapper. He doesn't snap. It's just like his overall demeanor, it like changes. I don't know, like, you know, like how he's like breathing.
His breathing? I we're so lost here.
Okay, you know, like he sighs a lot. Like, have you encountered that? Like, I know how it sounds, but I promise you that I'm not crazy, okay? Like, I just, like I said, like, you know when you know. You know when you're getting on someone's nerves.
Okay.
And like, I might not be a lot of things, but I promise you, I am self-aware. Like,
okay.
I can tell that something I'm doing is bothering
you. I got you. Okay, we're catching up.
Yes.
So this happens at dinner, but just when you're out? Like, have you ever encountered this issue if it's just the two of you eating alone, like at home or anything?
I mean, if I did at any point, like, I must not have noticed.
Got it.
It's really obvious when we go out to eat, and like makes me not want to do it at all, actually. And like, I know that it's not only like, and I know it's not just like in my head, because we've been out with other people who've picked up on it, and like they've pulled me aside and they're like, what's wrong with John? Or like, why is John in such a mood?
Oh.
Like, what's going on?
Oof.
And so I'm like,
all
I
right
know that like,
something's happening.
Something is off.
But what's your theory? Like, other than like eating out, is there a common theme? Are all these places super expensive? And you're just like,
you're hungry like Oliver Twist.
Like, are you dragging to a bunch of places that he's made known that he hates or something like that?
I don't know. If I am, it's not on purpose, and he hasn't said anything. I just like want to know like what I'm doing. I want to get things back on track, and like I have this idea that if you guys call him and offer him this date, like, and, you know, dates frequently involved in her, right? So so maybe we can just like get a clear picture of like what it is.
You want us to ask him.
Right.
I want answers. You know, like I need some idea of what's happening because I'm going crazy, honestly.
Us too. We're going to get John on the phone. We're going to see what we can do. That's next on Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Bonnie and John have been out a few times.
Right.
Sounds like he's still around. Mm-hmm. He's just getting a little more distant. And Bonnie's noticed this problem that pops up when they're out to eat out at a restaurant. John will get really aggravated when she orders certain things.
Yeah. I mean, maybe she like, you know, just goes all in, you know, maybe I don't know, dude. Like, I mean, there's
she
obviously
said she was self-aware, but maybe everyone's self-aware
says,
to a point.
Yeah. I mean, look,
other people have noticed it though.
That's true.
Because they have
he does get weird. Yeah. It gets weird.
So let's get to the bottom of this. I think we've got John lined up. Hey, is this John?
Hey, yeah, this is John.
Hey, John, we're Frito and Katie from Y100, and we're calling you today with this date night package. It's a cool thing we give away on our radio show, and as luck would have it, it appears you are today's big winner.
Oh, okay. I didn't enter
enter yourself for this contest, we know. Someone else entered you for it. She's actually the person you'd be taking on the date with you.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, you've gone out with her before, though.
Yeah, don't sweat it.
Yeah, she's not some stranger. And for the date, you can literally pick and do whatever you want at our expense, okay? So how does a free date night with Bonnie sound?
Oh, this is about Bonnie.
Yeah, she's the one who entered you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Right.
But, like, about that.
What was that?
I heard a yes as well. Not as enthusiastic of a yes as I would like, but, you know.
But, you know, like, I think I can totally overlook that if you take me to Allura.
Is that Bonnie? Are you on the... What is this?
Yep.
What's happening?
Gang's all here.
Right. Good suggestion, by the way, on the Allura.
I mean, yeah, it's a good spot. I'm just not sure that it's our speed, and I'm not really sure what's happening here either.
All right. First off, the beauty of this whole date, I need her money. Free. All free. But second, and just out of curiosity, mostly, she threw out Allura. Is that the problem here? Like, your girl's got some expensive tastes and maybe, you know.
Too expensive?
Right?
No, quit. You're acting like I rack up some huge bill every time we go out, and that is not me. Is that what this is? Like.
What is?
You're weird, like the last few weeks, and I want to know why. And like, honestly, I think the city does now too.
Yeah,
so
we're invested.
I am.
My God. I mean, no, it's just like it's all the bumping. You know, I don't know. I just haven't figured it out.
Oh my God! Seriously, stop with the bumping already.
Bumping.
Yeah.
Bump. What's bumping?
Elbows. Like in a booth at a restaurant.
Okay.
Like I just keep telling her. Sit on my right so we can avoid this when we're going out with friends. But, like, I don't know how to make it stick in her head.
Well, okay, so you see more room?
You're lefty?
Yeah, is that it?
No, I have class. No amount of room is going to fix the situation. Like, how do you hold a knife when you eat? What hand are you using?
Wait,
what?
I don't know.
Well, there's a right answer. There's a correct answer. And... You know, unless you're Bonnie and you eat like a poor.
A what?
In your right hand.
Okay.
And then you switch your fork to your left so you can stabilize the cut of with the knife. And, you know, and then you switch it back. There's an etiquette thing. I cannot tell you how embarrassing it is to take this woman out to a restaurant and have everyone staring at her because she doesn't know how to use her utensils properly. It's the epitome of low class.
Where are you going?
I'm sorry. What? I think I missed everything after you said I eat like a poor. Like, what?
Fairness, there was a lot there. Yeah.
Yeah, I think poor person.
Like, yes.
No. John.
What?
John.
What?
I mean, I don't know how else to put it. Like, this is how I was raised, and I'm not, like, trying to judge you or anything, but I mean, like,
there's still time
to learn. You're young. You know, we can turn this around.
Thank God for that. Oh, my gosh. I have to learn, or what? You're going to feed me to your country club or something? Okay.
You got one of them clubs?
First of all, this is the first time I've ever heard of this in my life. Okay, but another thing, like, Like, who is so fixated on the way that other people eat? Like, you don't have anything better to do with your time than watch how I'm eating my food.
I'm just thinking ahead. Like, you know, if you want to continue to be tacky, then that's fine by me. Until we go out for, like, Easter or some other kind of family gathering. Because if they see you eating like a barbarian like you did the other night at that restaurant, it's going to be so much worse, especially with Ma.
With Ma?
I'm sorry. Like, what exactly is she going to do to me?
That's a good question.
All I'm saying here is that this is a road that I don't think you want to go down. Because she's really opinionated, and I'm sure she's got a lot of thoughts about her son dating a whore. So I'm trying to scare you. Oh. There's plenty of time we can still work on this, right?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Well, guys, we appreciate your time.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.